What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. Have you thrown in the towel on this Philly season after the Wheeler news, or do you still believe? 57% of people say they still believe. Joining us, the one and only Ike Reese. Oh, no.
Oh,
so close.
Man.
Oh,
is the mic even plugged in?
Oh,
this
no.
is a disaster.
Oh, jeez.
No,
oh, my God.
A, what are we doing?
What is this guy doing?
What are we doing?
Holy moly.
Yeah,
why don't you try
is...
talking again?
No.
No.
No, it's dead.
Oh, jeez. His name is first in the show,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, for a reason, Mike.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, now people are getting more of us.
I know. Boy, they said no more Ike and Jack.
Yeah.
Or no more Spike and Jack.
How many times are you going to touch it?
Yeah.
I mean, holy. And now we've caused a commotion.
Everyone's panicking here. Did they put the cigars down?
Yeah.
Nope, they didn't put the cigars down.
Nope, cigars
still right in everyone's face.
Oh, there he is!
Welcome to the show, Ike.
Oh, there he is.
Bunch of amateurs.
I know. So, did you shoot an 86 today?
Not even close.
Oh, well, look, man.
I thought it was translating over, bud. I did.
I tell you, I can't handle prosperity out here on the golf course.
No.
Man.
Well, it keeps you honest.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, not a great day today.
Hit
a few good shots, but not enough.
It's a nice-looking course.
I'm going to see what we finish at today.
Yeah?
Yeah, the greens were pretty.
Did you have a good time at least
with our
radio partners?
One good thing for me is that I play with my same group every year, the Dietz and Watson group.
Oh,
yes. The meat men.
The meatsmen.
Yes.
Yes.
A lot of glizzies out there on the course. Today.
There you go.
I had a couple.
Yep.
I know.
Pause.
Nice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. It's good to have you back.
As I was saying when we first came on, no one heard me. A bunch of liars out there.
What?
57% still believe in the Phillies.
Come on, man.
Oh, you think they're lying?
Did you hear the burn the boat speech?
Listen.
Yeah.
You guys have been doing a great job. Listen, I heard Joe on the way out here. He's doing his best job to keep morale up. First of all, morale boosting is my job. Hearing you guys do the morale
boosting.
You're
not on the course. What are we going to do?
I understand that.
Okay.
I understand that.
All right.
I'm just saying. I need time.
Okay.
I need time for this to digest. And
okay.
That's a serious injury there, man.
It's
a big loss.
It is. It's a huge loss. But
I understand the Yankees got there without Gerrit Cole.
They did.
The Rangers did it in 23 without DeGrom.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get it. I hear you. But that's a tough one, especially with Nola looking the way he did.
Yeah, your boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Well, your guy, and one thing that Jack brought up, your boy Bryce, like if there's ever been a time for him, they just need somebody to tell them that they're not throwing in
there?
The towel. That's okay.
That's a cigar.
Yeah.
Oh, man, listen. Yeah, it's over there, man. I'm hanging with the big dogs today.
Yeah. Don't worry. I already complained about Rob smoking one. But you, it's okay. Rob, look, you're the co-host. Look.
Yes.
I
know the smoke bother y'all. Y'all healthy.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Well, you are. Jack's not.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't even know what I was going to say.
I was talking about
they're talking about Bryce. It's like, I just think they and we talked about this last year with them, is like they are a very, you know, everything will be okay, everything, keep everything even. And I think there's times when you can't keep it even, mm-hmm. and there's times where you need to turn up the temperature, and there just needs to be I just feel like it's an opportunity for Bryce or Schwarber to turn up the temperature. Obviously, they have to play and they have to perform, but they also have to know that the season's not over. You're not supposed to be here.
Holy
no
cow.
Way you're supposed to be
you're
here.
You're not supposed to be here.
wait to Rod season.
Yeah.
How does he do it?
Unbelievable.
Just walks in like,
what? Tell Justin where to go?
Yeah.
Look at him.
You're unbelievable.
Walking like you pretend you own the place.
Well, he's the expert at it. I just think somebody needs to step up and tell everybody we are not going to be sad guys.
Well, how about this?
Yeah.
The Malcolm went into the Eagles Hall of Fame last week,
yep.
right? Where he's going to be inducted.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, we all remember Malcolm's speech to the team after the Rams game, after Wentz got injured.
Yep.
And that's where the "we all we got, we all we need" came in. Now, listen, baseball's a little different, but that's what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
When you lose a guy like Zach Wheeler, yeah, you need someone who has a voice in that locker room, clubhouse that everyone else respects to basically let everybody know this is not the time to panic. We still have enough here to get our goals accomplished, and let's go out and do it. Well, we don't have time to feel sorry for ourselves.
Is that what you guys did when T.O. went down? I mean, because, like, obviously the Malcolm situation.
I'm going to tell you, it was different.
Okay.
We had already gone to 4 conference title games.
Right.
So we almost had the mindset of.
We've been here before.
Yeah, we've been here before. Yeah. We've been here before. And one thing, when you brought up T.O., you know, T.O., for anybody that would listen to him days after that, and I happened to be one of those guys that was in the training room when he was going through that early process of this is where I am, I need surgery. He said, if you guys get to the Super Bowl, I'll be there.
Right.
Ready to play.
Yeah.
And he said that. I remember him saying that. Like, just get there, and I'll do my part to be there ready to play.
And when he was saying that, we were like, come on, man.
Yeah, of course. Like, dude, your ankle
broke.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Well, and these.
Yeah, it sounds good, but yeah, I don't really. Yeah,
we'll see.
But he got there, though.
Yeah, he did. He went off.
And these are
was the best player in the Super Bowl.
And these are all different sports, and we all understand the difference in it. But we have two examples over the last decade of opposite ways this can go. You had Wentz goes down, the Eagles come together and decide we're going to do it. And last year we had with the Sixers, we had Embiid go down, and it's not about them not being good. It's about everybody was like, well, this sucks.
Right.
You know, it was Nick Nurse being a baby about it. It was Tyrese Maxey being a baby about it. It was like they were not going to win a championship, but they certainly didn't have to be that bad, and it was their attitude about it. Like they felt sorry for themselves.
Yeah.
And the Phillies cannot feel sorry for themselves.
This is also where I love Topper's messaging last night. Said the right things.
Yep.
That's what you want to hear. Now, again, I know baseball is different than football, but he's also a part of this where how he handles the club and how he doesn't let morale get down.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to dismiss the greatness of Zach Wheeler as if you don't need him to go win.
Sure.
There's a fine line there where you know how important he is, but you can't allow that to be sort of a crutch or a reason as to why you guys don't go out and put forth your best effort.
Yeah, there is a
– gut check time.
Yeah, there's a difference between excuse me, now the cigars. There's a difference between saying, that's no big deal, we'll be fine, and saying we have enough to make up for him not being here. You know, and they do. They do have enough. As far as talent, they have enough talent on the Philadelphia Phillies. Just take that and put it on the table. Just take it and put it on the table.
If you're going to be here, do something.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Just in case you're wondering what we're talking about.
It's an inside joke.
OG Wade's producer has shown up at the Eagles Radio Network partner golf outing.
They are everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
And even private events.
Specifically, I said on the air today, like this is where we are. You should not come here unless you're a member.
And guess who heard the opposite of that?
Yeah.
Like always.
Justin.
It's not even Justin. Yeah. It's the leader of that podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Get over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Get OG Wade.
Do we want to get to the top five?
Sure.
All right, let's get to the top five of five.
I'm the only reason I came over
here. It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So I've been thinking a lot recently about places I no longer feel comfortable.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Where I walk in and I'm like, this feels wrong.
So I have one in my head. We'll figure out if it's on the list.
Okay. Number five is the NovaCare Complex.
There it is. There it was. They came right at the throat today about the camera thing.
Well, we'll get to more on that. It's just like, I talk a lot about the Eagles. In like not always the most positive way.
And
walking in there. I was like, I don't deserve to be here.
No, you did. You needed to be there.
Yeah.
You're going to talk.
Yep.
Show your face.
Yep.
I did.
It's okay. No, it's all good. Yeah. It's all good. It's all good.
Like, I love everyone down there. Yeah. I was chuckling to myself, actually. I was like, man. They could easily just be like, you're not even close.
Sure.
Not even close.
You know what, though? If you will say the things and go there, then they should let you there. And there should be the respect of they're doing their jobs, you're doing yours.
Yeah.
You know? And they were all very nice to you. until you left, you should have heard the things they said.
Sure. Yeah. We walked out together.
Yep.
We walked out. I want that clear.
Yep.
The fourth place I no longer feel comfortable at is at dinner. Want to go out to dinner anywhere?
Okay.
Because all I order is salads now. Oh. And I'm starting, I'm starting to get judgments. Like, what's the point? You know? Starting to get those kind
of
looks.
He's tired of eating grass. He wants to eat. He wants some. Would you want some steak?
No, but I love it. Like, okay. I like to eat the salads. Everyone else is just like, what's the point of going out with you? You're not eating anything fun.
Everybody else is judging you.
Can't you just get a nice salmon or something?
Yeah. And if there's salmon, yeah.
Okay.
I'm all a huge salmon's man.
Okay.
Everyone has that. Okay. Go-to fish.
I am too, yeah.
Or a tuna? A tuna steak?
A little less than salmon.
Okay. Yeah. All right. All right.
Because I had a bad experience in Costa Rica. I know these places aren't really in Costa Rica. Bad handling, and all of a sudden an ID in me.
Okay.
You recently got judged. Who judged you?
Well, I was out on Saturday.
Yeah.
And they were like, really, another salad? Said, I don't know what you mean to do. We're on this kick together.
You know what? You got to stay strong.
I'm staying.
If it's what you want to eat, then that's what you eat.
And Spike still goes out with people to eat. We know he can only eat certain places.
I do. And you don't even care about it. You go to the regular places. And I just have the fries.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're a leader. Everyone says that.
Oh, I try.
The third place I no longer feel comfortable at is any appearance I have to go to.
Why?
Because at some point, someone will say, you going to beat the camera?
It has taken over. Like, I got a lot of that out in my foursome today.
It's a lot of water cooler talk is me versus the camera.
And you did get that in the NovaCare facility today.
I did.
Our friend Brett Strosacker was like, what is the camera even a good athlete?
Well, he said, are you just less of an athlete than you thought?
Which I said, just come right out, by the way.
That was the first thing he said.
Yeah.
There was no like, hey, good to see you.
Yeah, they weren't going hold punches with that one.
Which is great. I love it. Again, official statement, golf was just a bad day.
Right.
I'm a good golfer.
Yeah.
Baseball is good. And tennis, he's way better at tennis.
What about running?
I feel pretty good about running.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I don't like pretty good.
Well, no, like, it was a busy weekend.
You have to win both events.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Okay. I know. We're good. Right. We're good.
There's rumors of running taking place next week.
Yeah, that's great. Oh, would like for it to be nailed down.
Okay.
The second place I no longer feel comfortable is at our new home.
Uh-oh.
Which, it's still getting work done. And, like, every guy there is just like, I'm going to fix this. And I'm like, I'm going to go to do my radio job.
Oh, you don't feel like a
real
man.
It's just like not even close to a real guy.
Yeah.
Oh, well, listen.
Look.
Yeah, get over that.
We all have our places in life.
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't fix anything.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Me either. But at least you have, like, the NFL car. They would never question your toughness.
Well, that's being domesticated, right? Is that what that is when you're a handyman around the house?
Yeah.
I can't fix much. Yeah, I can't. Now, if it says easy to assemble on the box, I'm good.
Yes.
But anything else, you're like,
anything else,
I'll hire someone. Something's broken? If something's broken, no.
Well, yeah, especially if something is broken in, like, the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really just the hopeful look Jill gives me, and I'm always like, nah, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that at all.
Would save you a lot of money, though.
I know. Yeah, I know. I know.
It's so hard.
Yeah, it's hard. That's the tough part.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just pay money.
And by the way, it's good for the economy. Those guys learn how to do that stuff. You pay them to do it.
Yep.
So whatever.
It's like the.
I'm glad everybody can do their own radio
circle
show.
Of life.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what that is.
We
help each other.
Keeping the economy humming.
If everybody did everything on their own, then we wouldn't be able to employ people.
Yes.
To do certain jobs.
I'm gonna take this line home.
Trade school is pretty good for people.
Yes.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Those jobs aren't getting taken up by AI.
Nope.
No. No. You kidding me?
215.
Electrician. Plumber.
Yeah.
You know, a general contractor. Nah.
Big deals.
Yep.
Big deals.
Ike's ChatGPT can't do that.
No, it can't.
Yep.
Nope. It can't.
Didn't get a chance to use it out on the golf course, though.
Oh, you could probably do it. You'd probably say, here's how far away I am. They'll tell you.
Which club should I use?
Yeah.
It could do that.
ChatGPT is a caddy.
Truthfully, my friend Ethan, who is a writer, he started putting his golf swing. You can put a video in there. He would put his golf swing in a ChatGPT. It told him what was wrong with his swing.
Oh.
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah, you can do
it. This is where we are in the world.
No offense to the golf pros out there. You're way better at it. I am just saying that it can find things like that.
Yeah.
We're getting them out of here? Anyway.
Yeah.
The number one.
He looks panicked.
He does look panicked.
Yep.
I love it.
Yep.
Dude, what do you mean I'm not supposed to be here?
Come on, man.
There it is.
I need to draw more attention.
Yeah. The number one place, though, that I no longer feel comfortable is golf courses.
Really?
I had a cold shiver down my spine walking into the course today.
Because of you.
Because of the camera thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, listen, I fancied myself a golfsman. And, you know, Spike even asked me earlier, handicap. I was like, I don't know anymore. I don't know anything anymore about golf. I don't know if I ever want to play again.
You got to get out there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what it is? It's like having a you've never had a bad relationship. By the way, you've never had it, so you don't know. You have a bad relationship. You get back on the horse. You got to go out on a date. Wow. You got to go play golf.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Unfortunately for him, he has two toddlers at home.
Yes.
He won't be playing golf for the next decade and a half, at least 15 years.
Give me five.
I'm telling you.
I'll go watch him.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Listen, nope, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen.
Yeah?
When they get old enough to start playing youth sports, you're never going to play golf.
That's what they said.
I was off for a decade.
Okay.
I didn't come back into the pandemic.
I pretty much already told my buddies, like, 45, I'm back.
Yeah, I didn't come back to the pandemic.
45.
And look, you're shooting 86s now.
I know.
It's all
rolls out of bed.
That's once out of every 30.
Well, look.
Once out of every 30 rounds.
This hour is sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. So on the Wheeler thing, you're a – I need some time to digest.
I am a little downtrodden with this.
Yeah.
I
called Saturday one of the darkest days in Philly's history. Yeah. But
your tweets don't really help.
But by – yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at laying it on thick. Yeah.
You are.
When we need to lay it on thick. But now we're in the burn the boats mindset.
Yeah.
Well, I heard you guys earlier. Sanchez moving to one is obviously – and he's been really the ace of the staff.
He's been the best pitcher this
year. Yeah.
Yep.
Now it's about solidifying that number two.
Well, I mean, Nola is – let's put it – this instead of worrying about 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. I would say this. Is like if Nola can just be
– quality start guy? Good,
yes. Like I think generally – and this is why you said – it didn't matter how good the pitching is because if they don't score any runs, it doesn't matter anyway. So, like, you know, if they score, if they get in the division series, they score two runs a game. I don't care if Wheeler's in there. Wheeler was in there. Wheeler was good against the Mets, and they lost. Mm-hmm. So, really, if you can just get solid out of Nola, solid out of Lizardo, they can go. And look, we know that Zach Wheeler had surgery today. We don't know what his return, you know, prognosis is. But what I do know is the longer the Phillies play, the better chance he has of I'm not counting on him returning.
Play, yeah.
But just imagine a scenario where because I think about this with Brandon Graham. Mm-hmm. Brandon, like, it was they had to get to the Super Bowl for him to play.
In order for him to play, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's a scenario where they're like, hey, look, maybe in 2 months. Well, 2 months is the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win the World Series, you're playing in the middle of October.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not – this isn't September 28th. It's, you know, August 18th or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Give yourselves a shot. Give yourselves a – so at Nola – I'm going to throw away that start yesterday, even though it could have been huge. Just be seven inning Nola. Get seven innings, three runs. Six innings.
Yeah.
Just don't melt down, and we can get to the playoffs and then see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and the offense still going to have to do their part.
That's what it's going to come down to, because if they can't score, none of this matters anyway.
Yeah. I just don't want them to use this as an excuse. Like, I don't want them to
say. Players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're not going to come out and say, like,
sure.
But I would say this, though, Jack. Yeah.
I would say this. If that happens to turn out to be the case, to me, that's more of an indictment on the leadership in the clubhouse.
Totally agree. Yeah. Don't even re-sign Schwarber.
Let's not go that far.
Well, if the team melts down, then there's something wrong with the core. Let's put away winning the World Series.
Yeah.
There's no reason this team shouldn't. They have a 5-game lead in the division. There's no reason why they shouldn't still win the division.
Right.
If they melt down, and, you know, we're talking in 2 weeks, and the Mets have a 1-game lead in the division, that's an that isn't about Zach Wheeler.
Yeah.
That's about everybody else in the clubhouse.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree. I agree. They have to it's enough time to sort of circle the wagons. Circle the wagons. Maybe I was a little harsh by saying everybody was lying.
No, I think a lot of people are trying to talk themselves into it, you know?
I mean, even sitting here, you kind of, I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. You guys are kind of convincing.
Well, had the Eagles not done it in 17, I think it'd be much tougher. But there was like, there's something about what the Eagles did that you just, because when Carson went down, it doesn't feel like the way Carson went down now.
It shouldn't.
Yeah, well, because the quarterback has a little more impact on everything. You know what it really is? Outside of Sanchez, it says, man, we lost our only other good pitcher that we can rely on.
Reliable.
Yeah, the reliable pitcher. Yeah. So that's the feeling that I get when I got that news yesterday. Because like I said, I saw Saturday. I'm like, okay, I can give him a couple weeks off. But then Sunday when I realized the whole blood clot thing was out there, I was like, hold on, that's serious. Like, this could be career or life. Like, this is legit.
Well, if it's what sometimes they don't come back for 10 to 12 months. If it's that case, like
– now that goes into next year.
And that was going to be his last year. Yeah. So does he even try to come back? Like, it depending on how this goes. But all I know is from a – I'm just thinking about it from a math standpoint.
Yeah. Yep.
He pitches once every fifth game.
Mm-hmm.
And they win, let's say they win 70% of those games. Well, that means four games is not affected.
Mm-hmm.
And that fifth game, you're losing 30% of the time anyway.
Anyway.
You know, so
yeah, you
like,
got to take care of business with the other guys.
Just take care of business and see where we are in a month and a half and, you know, go win a series.
Yeah.
You didn't even do that last year.
The pop at CBP if Wheeler makes a postseason start.
Oh, meltdown.
Again, there's a real path here for a – obviously, winning World Series is memorable, but there's like a real path here towards a special run.
Yeah.
If they burn the boats.
If they burn the boats.
Just one thing before I get out of here.
Yeah.
That segment counts as a day for me to work today.
Yes, absolutely.
There it is.
100%. Right. Well, we're going to make you – can you work for two more minutes?
No. Oh, yeah. Now we got to do – yeah.
Yeah, I'm all about working for 2 minutes.
Yeah, this is –
Not since we signed with Blue Chew.
All right. There you go. There you go.
Would never.
Blue Chew.
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't realize that was here.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't know that's what you were talking about.
Yes, sir.
I thought you were talking about 5:30.
No.
We could probably sing Creed here.
Yeah.
We're a little nervous.
We sing Creed wherever we are.
Yes.
You kidding me? We sung it at the Super Bowl.
Well, I thought we were going to be inside. We're not even inside. So I'm singing Creed. They're going to smoke cigars right next to us. I'm going to sing Creed. I dressed up. Nobody else dressed up.
Hugh look
ridiculous.
Yeah. That's a great outfit.
Gilio's wearing a hoodie. But it said no hats in here. He's wearing a hat.
Oh, that's true.
Steinberg's wearing a hoodie and a hat. Look, all I'm saying is I'm seeing Cream. Back to Blue Chew. You want to be the number one starter in your bedroom. You do it by going to BlueChew.com. You want to be the ace of your bedroom. You do it by going to BlueChew.com. Get yourself a – by the way, this crowd in here.
They can use it. They ought to be listening.
Promo code 94, your first month for free. I'm just saying, mostly male. Of the age, you know.
This certainly our demo right
here,
man.
the same active ingredients, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. Pump this audio into there, you know. You're not going to have to make a doctor's appointment. No, no, no. They have everything for you on the website. They have the medical professional on the website. It's going to figure out the mix of the different stuff to give you.
Yep.
You don't have to go to the pharmacy. No waiting in long lines in the pharmacy. Absolutely not. They ship it to you direct in a discreet and
hard
package.
There you go. And once you get past the first month, since it's made here in the USA and shipped in the USA, their prices are lower. Go to BlueChew.com. Your first month is free. Jack is paying for it. Use code 94. All you do is pay for the shipping. It's like $5. And then you can
chew it. And do it.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Come on, Taz. And will it let me say, let me say, that guy knows. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me down, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Look at you guys, shirt buddies.
Oh, you guys text?
Yep. It's WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
No, it wasn't on the whole time.
It wasn't?
I don't think so.
Oh, Angelina. Oh.
Big game, Mike.
I'm out of here.
Yep. Yep. Oh, wow.
The faulty Mike.
Wow.
We all that Creed for nothing.
Yep. Well, you were there in spirit.
Yes, you were. And YouTube saw it.
Yep, YouTube saw it.
All right,
Ike.
I'm out.
Oh, there it is. 215-592-9494. Oh, Herb. Well,
I got to stay for
Herb. Wait a minute. Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on 9.
I got to stay for Herb call.
Hey, Herb.
What's up, big boy? Ike Reese.
There we go.
What's up, Herb?
You know, good days, bad days, you know.
Ooh. What's got you down, bud?
I'm having some trouble with this TV. I don't know, the remote doesn't want to work, and I'm trying to get the remote to, it doesn't want to open up. I need somebody strong like Ike Reese to open it up, you know?
The remote?
Oh, you want to change the batteries?
Yeah, it needs batteries, and the thing don't. The Vizio is saying Vizio, and it's lit up on my screen, but it's all black and white.
Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Jesus Christ, I'm having a bad day with this TV. I got home, and all of a sudden it's not
is
working.
Is it a new TV?
So I got it. The remote, it won't open up. The thing in the back, it's an XUMO.
I don't think you're strong enough. You got to call somebody stronger. What's that?
It's not like the other one. The other one is easier. The Comcast one
on the radio
is easier to open up.
Wait, but what's going on with your TV, Herb?
I got to watch everything off of my phone on the YouTube on my phone.
Wait a minute. Have you tried changing the batteries in the remote?
That's what I'm trying to do, but the thing doesn't want to open up. The back of it, it doesn't want to open up. There's no thing.
That doesn't take a strong guy to do that, Herb. Sounds like you just want Ike to come to your house.
There's some kind of like arrow. I press the arrow down, and I push in the back, and it's supposed to open up. It don't want to open up, so I'm going to take it back over to Xfinity because it's theirs. I'll let them play with it. I'm not going to break it. I don't want to break it. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's probably you. Xfinity stuff works great.
As long as I get the Phillies game on my phone today, I'm fine.
Yeah. Well, you can listen on the free Odyssey app as well. Herb, have you ever considered?
I think Zach Wheeler's going to be okay.
Oh, great.
In
your medical professional opinion?
Yeah. Real
from
quick,
what
though,
I heard, I think they went to Penn. There's a special
They went to
doctor.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, was Jefferson?
That was part of the release. It was part of the release.
Yeah.
There's a doctor of Penn Medicine or Jefferson that they're pretty good with these.
Hey, Herb.
So.
Herb, just a quick question. We went to you on the phone lines, and we're doing this the radio show. Had it ever crossed your mind that the TV remote would be second to the Phillies thing?
Well, I'm just, you know.
All right.
Let him
I didn't mean to make it on.
You ask me what's going on and stuff.
I'll take care of him.
Herb.
I'll shut up.
All I want today is the Zach Wheeler to get healthy.
Yes.
Okay. And to come back when he's ready to come back. Okay.
Yep.
I do know a guy that years ago. I do know this pitcher that pitched for the Cubs a long time ago. His name is George Riley.
Uh-huh.
My friend Steve Pendensky called me this afternoon to tell me that he had the same thing. He had the same blood clot and stuff in his shoulder. He was a lefty. And he wound up...
Wait, Steve did or Steve had the blood clot?
No, Steve told me about George Riley. George Riley, when I was in 10th grade, George Riley was in 12th.
But what does that have to do with Steve's blood clot?
I'm going to tell you a story, okay?
I'm sorry.
George Riley, okay, was throwing like 95 back in the day. They had scouts from all over behind the cage watching him throw, because we were playing down at 11th and Bigler at the other field across the street. And so anyway, George Riley, I played with George in the Pendel League.
Okay.
And so did Steve Pendinsky.
The guy
and
with the blood clot.
He used to pitch for Crispin. He used to pitch for Crispin over
used
there
to pitch
in the Northeast
for
off of Welsh and Willits. And
for
he
Christmas?
Had the same kind of, he had a blood clot. He was out for a while, but he made it back to another team picked him up because
in the Penn
Dell
League or in the big leagues.
Yeah, so anyway.
For the Cubs or the Penn Dell League?
We're talking about 1970, bro.
I know.
We're talking about 1971.
But did your buddy get the blood clot and come back to pitch in your adult league baseball team, or was it for the Cubs?
Yeah, well, that guy pitched for a long time. He pitched in his
league. In the adult league or in the major league?
Did he pitch for the Cubs?
Who pitched for the Cubs? Is this the Sean guy? Who pitched for the Cubs?
George Riley pitched.
Then who's Steve?
Go look at it.
Why did you tell us about Steve?
Steve told me about him. I didn't know that he had a clot. But I just heard this story today. You know what I mean? I didn't know he had a clot. So, you know. But I think we are going to be okay.
Okay.
I feel better now.
Yeah.
So, and the thing is, they took care of it right away. You know what I mean? They had those independent doctors down there in Washington that they knew something was up, and it seemed like to me like Dave Dombrowski was keeping things hush-hush, but you know, just you know, gave you some information but not everything. But according to what they performed something this morning, because right away they took some tests on him this morning, and they knew right away we got to do this operation and go in and, get this thing, you know, dissolve this. You understand? Get it out.
Yep.
So, you know, if they were going to wait a couple of days, they knew right away. But you had probably the best doctors in Philadelphia that do this kind of stuff, okay? So, or seen this stuff, because I know people, the guy that used to work for me is my manager.
Steve or George Riley?
No, I had this guy, this my friend, okay, that used to work in my limousine business, Rich Schoen. He had a bunch of clots and stuff. He was in the war and stuff, and he had gotten some clots.
He ever have people in the back of his limo, like hanky panky or whatever?
We've had different things. We had different. I told you the one time we had Mike Allstar before he got married.
Nope. We shouldn't start naming names.
That's a good idea. Way to go.
We have known nothing about Mike Allstar. No.
Okay, yeah. We had
Deuce caught
what
up
else
or no?
Do we have? You know, Ike Reese. Well, we had Ron Jeremy filming a movie in the back of the limo.
I was there.
You know, Ron Jeremy, right?
Yeah, you locked it, Spike. So
I'm trying.
Yeah, you're not going to get him off. Yeah,
I got it. No, nope, nope.
He went Ron Jeremy.
Well, we don't start naming names of people that I thought that was a completely harmless.
Yeah.
Hanky panky in the back of the limo thing.
No, with him?
He's like, no, I remember. I told you.
Oh, my God.
One of one.
I got to go eat.
All right, go eat.
Very jealous.
Nick in Princeton, you're on WIP.
Hello?
He fell asleep with the Herb call. Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Gary in Vineland. Gary, you're on WIP.
So I get up this morning. I got 8 hours of Teeks and Broads down at practice, and you guys get one interview and you bail on the kids? Man.
Dude, let me tell you. There are rumors that there may be more interviews later on, and at least the interview was with Sirianni.
Yeah.
But we will have a report card for Lakin later in the week.
Yeah, Broads and TK, technically, there before us.
Yes.
But when I heard that this morning, I'm like, oh, they're definitely coming down after this. Broads and TK. Down at practice.
And this is not an insult to TK or Broads.
No, not at all. Love them guys.
No, love them. Ashlyn, I believe, was there
Ashlyn's
as well.
Ashlyn's there, of course. Yeah.
And all fine professionals. We're the afternoon 100%. Show. You know.
The afternoon show.
Yeah, Gary, no one's more upset than me. I can promise. And Jack can confirm that.
He's been upset all day, Gary.
Yeah, been upset all day. I mean, been in a mood all day.
Yeah. I got 3 quarts of water right now. I got to eat myself. Great.
Yeah.
That was a good bribe, though. Yeah. That was a good bribe.
It was.
We'll interview the high school team.
Yes, absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah, we'll go out to
If things don't go our way this week.
Yes.
That is the threat.
Yeah, there's some rumors of it going our way-ish.
Ish.
Ish.
Ish. It's a big ish.
Going to have a convo. That might do this. Might give out the first 6 digits of Lakin's phone number and let you figure out the final
That's what you did with my number.
Did I? Yeah. And they found the number.
Yeah, and they started calling.
Yeah. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com. Text line.
The Godfather was good, but all they really did was shoot scenes. Pop culture critic Jack.
I didn't know it was medley.
Medley.
I thought all they wrote was melodies.
One of the worst commentaries on music in history.
I know. But the funny part is I love Abbey Road.
I wish I was a bigger Beatles guy. I'm basically a White Album and Sgt. Pepper guy. Mostly a White Album guy.
You should give Abbey Road one listen.
I'll give it a listen on the ride home. It's probably, 25 minutes long?
Because they're all melodies.
No, I'm sure. It's pretty short, you know?
Yes.
White Album's long.
White Album's great. Both sides.
White Album's great. What's next?
I've had a boat down the shore for 20 years, and actually the saying is burn the ships.
Your typical afternoon show listener.
Yeah, do you burn the boat or do you burn the ship?
Oh. Well, if it... It came from military, right?
Yeah.
I would say burn the ships. But it was 1,500.
Yeah, they're more boats. I feel like when they're wood,
yeah,
they're boats.
And I get it. You don't want to retreat. But then if you have to retreat, you get back to the water. And the boats are burnt down?
Imagine the reaction.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. Where the hell are the boats?
We got to go back.
Can you imagine you're the one guy that didn't know that they burned them? You're like... Who the hell burned the boats?
Whose idea was that?
Our guy?
We're getting our ass kicked.
And our guy burned the boats?
Hold on. Did we ever look up if they won the war?
Yeah, probably not.
Like, what if they lost?
What's next?
Jack on Twitter during the Phils game says something mildly negative about the team. Jack on the afternoon show after a caller says the exact same thing.
Oh, sorry, we couldn't give you 162-0. Sorry about the third greatest run in franchise history. Sorry about Bedlam at the Bank. Thanks for the call.
Alex in Lancaster.
Dude, he turns so hard on any baseball caller who says something negative.
Uh-huh.
You should see it. This is one, you know, I love the people who listen on the radio. I love watching on YouTube. When there's a negative Phillies call, it is a watch on YouTube moment for Jack. It really is.
The eye roll.
It's just like, is that what you want?
Yeah.
Is that what you want, Kerry?
Yeah.
Is that what you want? What do you want Thompson to do?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Huh? What do you want Thompson to do? Huh?
I know. It's one of my many flaws in doing this is I take it too personally.
What's next?
The evolution of Spike's golf fashion last year. Who's the guy in the wrinkled Fruit of the Loom shirt? This year, who's the guy in the banana hammock? Frank in Ardmore.
I'm not wearing a banana hammock. And I asked Ike.
I asked Ike if
my shorts are okay, and Ike seems to like my shorts.
He's being nice.
I got them in the golf department of the store. They're like not cheap. They're real golf shorts.
Just a lot of white legs showing.
No. Hold on. When I'm standing up, that's tan like.
Get it on the YouTube.
Look. That part of the leg is tan. Up here, white.
Yeah.
Down here, tan.
That's right. Good breakdown.
Look, I got skinny legs, but I think they're fine legs. What's next?
Jack, when you asked me about the best part of having kids, that was a private conversation. Tornado Shapiro.
It did feel like a tornado line.
It did. The best part of kids is making them?
Yeah.
Ah,
got him. Got him. Nailed it.
What's next?
Twizzlers? A preview of Nick Sirianni answering the hard-hitting questions tomorrow.
So Nick Sirianni will be on the show tomorrow at 4 o'clock. I'm being honest with you when I say, as I was driving to the NovaCare facility today, I thought about, should I ask Sirianni the Starburst question just as a bit?
As a bit.
And if we had more time, it was on, like, I would have done it.
Yeah.
For the bit.
We made sure we made our last questions all about Elliot.
Yes. Yeah. They're like, Nick's got 2 minutes left. Okay, we got 3 questions on Elliot.
Yeah. And honestly,
yeah,
a shocking reveal. About Elliot.
I believe so.
Yeah.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.